You must stand ready, because the Son of Man, Jesus, is coming at an hour you do not expect. Jesus is coming. Advent, the word itself means etymologically that he is coming towards us. Ad means towards, ventus, he is coming towards us, you and me. All good things come in threes, and there's three ways in which Christ comes towards us. One is historically, chronologically, as of this year. We have 4 weeks now to the birth of our Saviour on Christmas Day. That's the first way. The second way he comes is at that hour, the hour of our death, when all will fade away and that door shall open and he will beckon us. He comes to us. And for those who are blessed to receive viaticum, the last rites, he comes in a rather sacramental manner. The third way our Lord comes to us is eschatologically, in the last times. He'll come not as the Prince of Peace, but as the King of Kings, and come in glory. That day has not yet come, and we don't know when it shall come. The first one we can work on because it's 4 weeks, the four candles, the first has been lit. The second we know not of, but in each and every case we are called to be ready, be prepared, and to stay awake. People are vigilant with regards to most things, and no one likes a heinous crime like robbery, theft. Your precious possessions have been sorted, destroyed. Someone's been there and taken what was yours. It causes almost an outrage within the heart. We find disgust for such people. Like cockroaches, they sneak in and steal what is not theirs. Justice raises its head and claims, don't let it happen. Be on your guard. Be vigilant. Well, if we're that vigilant and we find justice so vital to protect things, what about our very self? Everything will fade away, but Christ will not. And we are preparing ourselves in these 4 weeks to welcome him, to beckon him, to come unto us this year. Often, this time of the year, especially December on, becomes the silly season when we eat too much, we drink too much, and we spend too much. And then we have January to make up for it all and to lament what we've done and to make the resolution in the new year we won't do that again. Of course, comes December again. The media pushes the commercialism, the fun, the frivolity, the parties. I owe this to me to go out and spend some time shopping. I deserve to have the second or third piece of the pavlova. I need this extra beer. I want that bottle of wine. The urge, the desire needs to be restrained until we celebrate his birthday. He's the reason for the season. And we need to focus on his birthday and try and keep other things to a minimum, so that when his feast day comes, having made some form of fast, we can truly celebrate with joy. The Jews anticipated the coming of Christ. We anticipate his coming to us. And for them, he was the son of David, King David, because he would come as our king. For them, he was the gate that would open to allow us, his sheep, to enter in. For them, he was the key to unlock the door that held prison all of humanity. He was foretold, anticipated, and predicted, and they were watching for his coming. We instead watch ourselves so that we might be prepared for his coming. And one good way we can do that is by turning to Our Lady, the Mother of God, who hid all these things in her heart. We go to her heart in this Advent season and ask her to prepare us to welcome her Son. as she made due preparations in anticipation of his birth, ought we not imitate her example? On this day, for example, we have also the feast, the unofficial feast of the miraculous medal. After the scapula and the rosary, the miraculous medal features very prominently among many saints. And in particular, in our modern times, Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, advocated the miraculous medal. In fact, his vexillum they put on the altar or the table when they have their Legion meetings has encased within it a very copy of that medal. The medal, as you recall, was crafted in heaven to be given to us here on earth at a very difficult time in French history when people were giving up on God and pursuing humanism. The year was 1830 when a lady would choose Saint or Sister Catherine Labore in Paris and reveal this medal to her and ask her to spread the devotion. When she was given the copy of the image on what was to be on the front and the back, and I'm not going to go into the details, the front has an interesting image that has the Mother of God looking down upon humanity, earth, and she has her hands downcast, not in prayer, as we see in Our Lady of Fatima, but the hands are downcast, and from those hands come rays, like rays from the sun, bursting forth, bestowing God's grace. Saint Catherine, looking at the image, noticed that some fingers were not giving off any rays. There were no rays coming from certain parts of Our Lady's hands. And she said, why is it that there's not rays coming from this or that finger or that part of your body? When these rays symbolize the blessings that you give us to those who pray, Our Lady, the Mother of God, simply said, sister, those are the rays, the blessings that people do not ask for. God won't impose himself on our wills. If we ask, he will answer. If we knock, he will open. Well, a very profound thought. God would like to give us something, but we don't want to open the door of our heart to receive it. The message is simple. The more we turn to God, the more we seek his grace in our life, the more his presence is portrayed, dominates, and his reign will be never ending. Therefore, during this season, these 4 weeks, turn to her often, ponder her annunciation, her visitation, what she endured, how and when. And while we're doing that, ask her to give to us those graces, those blessings we stand in need of, so that we might be always ready to welcome Christ, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, this Christmas into our hearts and homes. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.